Finding Livingston, Part 3.
There was a multitude of people before the doctor's house, and the doctor had come out from his veranda to await Stanley's arrival.
I see the doctor, sir. Oh, what an old man. He's got a white beard.
My heart beat fast, but I didn't want to show my emotions. I pushed back the crowds and walked up to the doctor. He was pale, and he looked tired. I was so impressed that I didn't know what to say or do. So I took off my hat and said, "Dr. Livingston, I presume." "Yes," he said, with a kind, cordial smile, lifting his cap slightly. I replaced my hat on my head, and he replaced his cap, and we both shook hands. Then I said aloud, "I thank God, Doctor, I have been permitted to see you."
"I feel thankful that I'm here to welcome you,"